This is the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is out of the office. No worries. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated is in with this weather forecast.
The majority of the U.S. Midwest will see a good mix of rain and sunshine over this next full week to 10 days. Everybody that has a need for rain will get it, and those areas that need a little bit of drying will also get it. We expect the upper portions of the Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of northeastern Iowa, which have been dry in the past, will probably have the highest frequency of rainfall for a little while, although there will be some counties in Iowa that will still need some greater rainfall by the time the end of this first week of the forecast is over. We will see, though, enough precipitation in these areas to certainly stop or slow the stress that's been occurring. Recent rain in Minnesota and Wisconsin has certainly been a big boon for the region. There's even been some shower activity in the last 24 hours in portions of northeastern Iowa, although a lot of the precipitation there was somewhat localized and not significant enough to support crops in the long haul. Follow-up precipitation is needed, and it is going to occur. The temperatures across the Midwest are turning warmer, and we're going to experience some very warm temperatures in the southwestern parts of the region for a while. Most of the afternoon temperatures in those areas are going to eventually work their way into the 80s and lower to a few middle 90s. The warmest conditions will be in the southwestern Corn Belt, where the driest conditions are also expected. This will include portions of Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, western Kentucky. These areas will probably not see much in the way of significant precipitation over the next 7 days, although absolute dryness is probably not likely to occur. We will encounter temperatures in these areas, like I said, getting up into the 90s at times. In contrast, the temperatures will be mildest in the Great Lakes region, where some upper 70-degree readings will occur periodically. Most of the temperatures across the Midwest will stay in this realm at least through the weekend, but cooling is likely in northwestern areas towards the early part of next week, and high temperatures in portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota and portions of Wisconsin may cool back into some 70s, maybe even a few upper 60s, possibly by the first part of next week. Showers and thunderstorms will be coming and going, as I mentioned before. The majority of the precipitation is not necessarily going to be heavy in a general sense, but there will be some locations that pick up on some localized heavy rainfall like we've been seeing in recent days. The 7-day rain totals by this time next week will likely run mostly 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches across northern and eastern portions of the Midwest, but areas in parts of Illinois, southern Iowa, Missouri, eastern Kansas, and western Kentucky will probably not be much more than a half inch, and most of those areas with the temperatures in the upper 80s and the lower to middle 90s will see a steady rate of drying, returning some firmer topsoil as time moves along. These areas, at least some of these areas, have seen some significant rainfall in the past week, and there will not be any immediate crop stress. Eastern Kansas and western Missouri might be the only exception because rainfall in those areas was a little bit lighter than it was certainly from southern Iowa and northern Missouri into parts of southern Illinois, where we saw those torrential rains occur just this past weekend. We are concerned about U.S. spring wheat in the northern plains and also in Canada's prairies. Both areas are going to see a lot of rain between now and Saturday. Take a little bit of a break, maybe a few more showers early next week, and then take a longer break with more rain in September.
That's Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated, and wraps up the closing market report.